Sheriff, Maryland mother Rachel Morin found dead on trail was victim of violent homicide. By Amy Furr on August 11, 2023. Details have emerged about the death of the Maryland mother identified as Rachel Morin, whose body was found Sunday. Harford County Sheriff Jeffrey R. Galler said Wednesday the 37-year-old woman was the victim of a violent homicide, E! News reported Thursday. Galler also said detectives are working around the clock to solve the crime. I understand many of you want answers, and we do too. What I can tell you for sure is this was an intentional taking of a person's life. Please know we are holding details close to help ensure a suspect is brought to justice, he explained. The last time anyone saw Morin was Saturday when she was on the Monpah Heritage Trail in Bel Air, Maryland. Her boyfriend later reported her missing when she did not come back home. Officials identified the victim when her body was found on the side of the trail the following day. Together we will solve this crime and find the heinous coward who took Rachel Morin from her family and friends, Galler said. In an updated social media post on Sunday, the sheriff's office announced they had found a woman's body near the trail and shared photos of the victim. So far, no suspects have been named in the case after the mother of five was found dead after going jogging on the trail, Fox News reported Friday. These cases are not out of the ordinary. And while you are always looking at individuals who are closest to the victim, you also have to keep your eyes open, former Washington, D.C. homicide detective and Fox News contributor Ted Williams explained. This is one reason why women are told, if you're going to be jogging alone early in the morning or late at night, to change their jogging pattern, because there are always, unfortunately, predators out here, he said. In September, the body of 34-year-old Harrison kindergarten teacher Eliza Fletcher was found after she went jogging and was abducted at the University of Memphis campus, Breitbart News reported. 38-year-old Cleotha Abston was later charged in the case. According to the New York Post, Morin was killed just a few days after her baby niece passed away. On Thursday, Morin's sister, Rebecca Morin, shared an open letter from her mother. As a mom, I appreciate the outpouring of love and support from family, friends, and the worldwide community that grieves with me for my young daughter, the woman wrote. We are grieving. We need the time and space to grieve as a family. We have not forgotten our community. We just need time. I need time, she explained to readers.